Let us pray.
弟兄姐妹，让我们一起低头祷告。
Father, we thank you, Lord, for this time of praise.
主啊，我们感谢你，让我们能够来敬拜你。
For indeed you are worthy.
主啊，你是配得的。
Because you are great.
你是伟大的。
And because you have done great things for us.
你也为我们成就伟大的事。
Particularly the salvation you bring to us.
尤其是你给我们带来的救恩。
Father, as we open up your word,
主啊，在我们打开你话语的时候，
we pray that you would open up our hearts,
请求你打开我们的心，
that we would receive your instruction and your encouragement,
让我们能够从你而来获得你的鼓励。
So bless our time in our word,
保守我们在你话语当中的时间。
And I pray that you would use a feeble servant like me,
求你能够使用我这个卑微的仆人，
to communicate your truths,
能够向弟兄姐妹带来你的真理。
And we trust what you're going to be doing in this hour,
我们信靠你要在我们当中所成就的。
We pray all these things in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵名求祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
弟兄姐妹们请坐。
Well, it's good to see you.
很高兴看到弟兄姐妹。
I'm delighted to preach today, and thank you, Pastor Daniel, for the opportunity to once again to preach the scriptures to the congregation.
谢谢叶牧师邀请我来，能够与大家分享今天的信息。
I want to kind of start off with the passage, so if you do have your Bibles, please turn to Psalm 103, verses 1 to 5.
弟兄姐妹，请翻开圣经到诗篇103篇第1到5节。
And I'll ask Yifan to go ahead and read that passage of Scripture.
在这边为大家攻读今天的经文，诗篇第103篇1到5节。我的心呢，你要称颂耶和华，凡在我里面的也要称颂他的圣名。我的心呢，你要称颂耶和华，不可忘记他的一切恩惠。他赦免你的一切罪孽，医治你的一切疾病。他救赎你的命，脱离死亡，以仁爱和慈悲为你的冠冕。他用美物使你所愿的得以知足，以致你如鹰返老还童。
May the Lord add blessing to the reading and the preaching of His word.
请求主赐福给那些传讲并且阅读他话语的人。
So for any parent,We remind our children a lot.
作为父母，我们经常提醒我们的孩子们。
When they're little, we remind them to wash their hands.
当他们小的时候，我们提醒他们要经常洗手。
When they start school, we remind them to do their homework or practice their music lessons.
当他们开始上学的时候，我们提醒他们要做作业，并且要练习音乐。
When our children receive gifts or goodies,We tell our children, remind our children to say thank you.
当他们收到别人的礼物的时候，我们也提醒孩子们要说谢谢。
And of course, as they get older, remind them to turn off the lights.
当他们渐渐长大的时候，也提醒他们要记得关掉家里的电灯。
We remind our kids to do many things, don't we? But do we remind them about God's blessings?
我们提醒我们的孩子们做很多的事情，但是我们是不是也经常提醒孩子们要能够数算神的恩典呢？
Or come to think of it, do we even remind ourselves about God's blessing?
我们是不是也提醒自己要记得神的恩典呢？
In this passage, in Psalm 103, the psalmist remembers to count his blessings.
在今天我们所看到的经文诗篇第103篇，这个诗人记得要数算神的恩典。
He starts off with a strong praise and adoration of our Lord.
在诗篇的开始，他就称颂耶和华。
Bless the Lord is a repeated emphasis.
这个你要称颂耶和华是整个这个诗篇的中心。
So think about the opening verse. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me.
让我们一起来思想这个第一节的经文，我的心呢，你要称颂耶和华，凡在我里面的也要称颂他的圣名。
Think about it. He is in some sense talking to himself.
其实世人也是像他是在自言自语。
He's not talking to somebody else. He is actually in some sense reminding himself to bless the Lord.
从某种意义上来说，世人在提醒他自己，要让他的心能够称颂耶和华。
And this is not just a simple reminder that this is actually a command. And as we know, this is a command that we should follow. Bless the Lord.
这不光光是一个提醒，也是一个呼召，要我们的心来称颂耶和华。
So he's summoning the soul to bring God's glory, to bring him honor and praise and blessings.
诗人在宣召他的心要将所有的荣耀和赞美都带给神。
The same way Psalm 103 opens is the same way it closes, bless the Lord.
诗篇第103篇的开头和结尾都是一样的，都说我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华。
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and when we think about it, that's where worship starts.
我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华。如果我们真的去思想的话，这也是我们的赞美的开始。
Worship doesn't just start when the doors are open or when the first song is sung. Worship starts in our hearts.
赞美的开始不光光是在教会的门打开的时候，而是当我们的心打开的时候。
The cry or the summoning of our souls is only as loud as one's knowledge and gratefulness of God.
从心而来的称颂的多少是和一个人对于神的了解和感恩相称的。
So if we wonder if we're not singing loudly or singing proudly or soundly, it has nothing to do necessarily with our mouths, but perhaps it has to do with our souls.
所以当我们在思想我们为什么不能够大声地赞美神的时候，也许和我们的嘴和我们的音量并不那么有关，而是与我们的心有关。
If we're holding back our praise before God, maybe it has to do with our soul, and maybe we're holding on to sin.
如果我们对神的赞美有所保留，那或许不是我们的身体有问题，而是我们的内心，是我们的心里还有罪。
But a soul that has a deep appreciation for God, a soul that enjoys what is pure and hates what is unholy, this is a soul that blesses beautifully. This is a soul that worships wonderfully. This is a soul that praises passionately.
但是一个充满感恩的心，一个喜好圣洁、恨恶罪恶的心，是可以发出美妙的称颂的，是一个可以全心全意赞美和敬拜的心。
And is that indicative of our soul this morning?
那我们的心是不是也是充满了赞美和敬拜的呢？
Are you holding anything back in terms of your worship before God?
在你的心中对神的赞美是不是有所保留呢？
Is there any sin that we may need to confess before God?
我们在神的面前有没有需要来认的罪呢？
Now one thing other about this passage is that there is no piano playing. There's no guitar playing. There's no band or there's no orchestra here.
在今天的经文，这个诗人赞美神的时候，并没有钢琴伴奏，也没有吉他或者任何其他的乐器。
There is nobody else in this room. There's no choir.
他的身边没有任何的诗班，也没有任何其他的人。
There is no flashing lights. There is no loud speakers.
没有闪光灯，他的身边也没有嘹亮的音响。
But there is a heart to worship.
但是世人有一颗敬拜的心。
There is a soul that has been sweetened by the Savior.
世人有一颗因着主的救恩而甜美的心灵。
A soul that has been sweetened and saved by the Savior himself.
一个因着主的救恩而变得甜美的心灵。
Have you been sweetened?And saved by the Savior.
弟兄姐妹们，你的心灵是不是得到了救恩，并且因此而甜美呢？
I want you to also notice the second part of that first verse. It says, "All that is within me."
第一节的后半段说到，凡在我里面的。
So it's not just one part, but it's the whole part.
他说的不光是心的一部分，而是整个的心。
In other words, it's not just giving a partial effort or a half of effort.It's giving a whole effort.
换句话说，不是有所保留的付出，而是全心全意的付出。
So as the psalmist is worshiping, he wants everything engaged. His soul, his mind, his voice, he wants everything engaged to give God's praise.
所以当诗人来赞美神的时候，他不想要有所保留，他想要毫无保留，全心全意的向神发出赞美。
And he realizes it's not that he has to do it,But he wants to do it. He gets to worship the Lord.
诗人意识到，这对他来说并不仅仅是一个责任，而是他的一个特权。
Friends, by God's grace, we get to worship God.
朋友们，因着神的恩典，我们可以来到神的面前，有这个特权来敬拜他。
And by God's mercy, we get to count His blessings.
因着神的怜悯，我们能够数算神的恩典。
Just to let you know, most people can't count the blessings that are mentioned here because they do not know God.
弟兄姐妹们，在我们的身边有些人他不能够数算神的恩典，因为他们的心中没有神。
But for those of us who have professed our faith and our trust in the Lord, these are blessings for us to count.
但是在我们当中愿意信靠神的人，我们可以得以来数算神的恩典。
We should remember Psalm 103 is written by David.
我们看到今天的这篇诗篇实际上是大卫所写的。
And so David himself is reminding him to remember God, to not forget none of his benefits.
大卫其实是在提醒自己不要忘记神所有给他的恩惠。
We know in the Old Testament, God even warns his people in Deuteronomy, he says, do not forget me.
我们看到神在旧约的申命记他提醒、以色列人不要忘记他。
And even at the Last Supper, Jesus reminds his disciples, his followers, to remember me.
即使是在最后的晚餐，耶稣也提醒他的门徒不要忘记他。
Remember his sacrifice on the cross.
要记得他在十架上所付出的牺牲。
And we are to do this on a regular basis.
我们也应当、经常的、纪念主。
So this holds true for us today.
这对我们今天来说也同样适用。
We are to remember how great God is.
我们应当记得神有多么的伟大。
We are to remember the great things that he has done.
也记得神为我们成就的大事。
So in our given passage, in this praise, David remembers five things in these first five verses.
在今天我们看到的诗篇103篇当中，大卫纪念神五点。
Five things that God has done, not we have done, but what God has done for us.
是五点神为我们所做的事。
So if we are to count our blessings today, I'm going to give you five from God's word.
今天我们一起来数算神赐给我们的五项恩典。
The first one is a blessing that God forgives.
第一点是神的赦免。
David had blessed the Lord because he has forgiven him of all of his iniquity.
大卫在诗篇当中称颂神，因为神已经赦免了他一切的罪孽。
It says, "It is He who forgives us of all of our iniquity."
是神赦免了我们一切的罪孽。
If we think about it, our greatest need is forgiveness.
弟兄姐妹们，我们最大的需要就是神的赦免。
And so it says here, God has pardoned and God has forgiven us all of our iniquity.
经文说到神赦免我们一切的罪孽。
The word iniquity means our depravity or our guilt.
这里的罪孽也可以解释为我们的堕落和不义。
Each and every one of us should understand that we have a crookedness that pulls us in defiance in both attitude as well as action.
我们每个人都应该知道我们的罪孽和我们的弯曲使我们在心态上和行动上都背逆神、违抗神。
So not only does it reveal that we are sinners because we have sin, but we are also guilty of sin itself.
这不光表明了我们犯了罪，是罪人，并且也表明我们是罪有应得的。
But the Bible says that while we're yet sinners, Christ died for us.
但是圣经告诉我们，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候，耶稣就为我们死了。
We should remember in what John the Baptist said. He says, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world."
我们也应当记得施洗约翰说看哪神的羔羊除去世人罪孽的。
Hebrews 9:25 says, For he has appeared, that is, Jesus has appeared once and for all at the end of ages to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself.
希伯来书9:25说到但如今在这末世显现一次把自己献为祭好除掉罪。
For those who trust in the Savior, all of our sins, past, present, and future,have been put away forever through Jesus Christ.
弟兄姐妹们，如果我们信靠耶稣，我们过去、现在和未来的罪都已经被耶稣所赦免了。
The psalmist says it later on, verse 12, it says, as far as the east to his west, as far as God has removed those transgressions from us.
今天的经文，诗篇103篇12节说到，东离西有多远，他叫我们的过犯离我们也有多远。
So if we haven't, we should look to the Lamb who took away our sins.
所以我们应当举目仰望神的羔羊，他是除去我们的罪孽的。
If we haven't, we should see the Savior who died on the cross for our sins.
我们应当举目仰望我们的救主，因为他为我们的罪而死。
We are to come to faith into Christ.
我们应当在耶稣的面前能够信靠他。
And when you do, you could count that blessings on the very top.
当你信靠主耶稣的时候，你就可以能够数算你的恩典。
This is the greatest blessing that we are forgiven by the Creator, the Lord God Almighty.
主赦免我们一切的罪孽，是我们所能得到的最大的祝福。
Have you ever asked the question yourselves? Have you been blessed?
你有没有问过自己这样一个问题？你的生命是一个得福、有福的生命吗？
Most of us say, will say, sure, yes, we've been blessed.
我们大部分人都会说是的，我的生命是有福的。
Some of the things that come to our minds is we've been blessed with family, right?
神给我们祝福，赐给我们家人。
We've been blessed with health.
神赐给我们好的身体。
I like to bless the food.
神也赐给我们美食。
Especially if it's really good food, we bless it, right?
尤其是很美味的食物。
Or we ask God for His blessing, and so we're thankful that God has provided and that God has given us.
我们对于神所赐给我们的一切都献上感恩。
And all those things are good and loving, but shouldn't we also think in terms of how God has blessed us, is that He has forgiven us?
神所赐给我们的都是好的，显现了神对我们的爱，但是我们也应当记得神赦免了我们的罪孽。
By His grace, we have been forgiven through faith in Christ.
因着神的恩典，我们得以通过信靠神来得到赦免。
Being forgiven comes to the top. It comes to the top for David as he blesses the Lord. The first thing that it comes to mind wasn't food,but rather faith in the Lord for salvation.
当诗人大卫称颂神的时候，他想到的第一点，最关键的一点，并不是美食，而是神赦免了他一切的罪孽。
So remember the first blessing is God forgives.
所以今天我们要说的第一点就是神的赦免。
The second blessing is here in our text is that God heals. He heals our diseases.
今天的第二个恩典是神的医治的大能，神医治、一切的疾病。
Our bodies can attest to the wear and tear of diseases.
我们的身体呢，因为各类的疾病而受到这个创伤。
We've all been sick before.
我们都生过病。
Some of us go through certain ailments.
我们有身体上会经历大小的不适。
But the context here is not necessarily talking about our physical ailments. It's actually talking in a spiritual sense within our soul.
但大卫在今天的经文当中说的不光光是身体上的疾病，而是我们心灵的疾病。
Because remember, David is calling out his soul.
大卫在呼召他的心。
Our soul has been ravaged with the ills of greed, hate, lust, jealousy, anger, among others.
我们的心受到贪婪、憎恨、情欲、嫉妒和愤怒的侵袭。
Do we realize the effects of sin in our souls?
我们是不是意识到罪对于我们的心所产生的危害呢？
The psalmist talks about it in terms of the effects of sin and how it affects us.
诗人在诗篇第三十二篇中这样说道。
In Psalm 32, The psalmist said about his sin, he says, My bone wasted away, though through my groaning all day long, for day and night your hand was heavy upon me, and my strength was sap as the heat of the summer.
诗人在诗篇三十二篇中说到，我闭口不认罪的时候，因终日哀哼而骨头枯干。黑夜白日，你的手在我身上沉重，我的精液耗尽，如同夏天的干旱。
So what the psalmist was talking about, he was talking about how sins affect him. In other words, it was painful.
诗人在这个诗篇当中说到，罪对他来说是非常痛苦的。
It was so painful, he describes in terms of his motivation just for doing things and for living, he described it as his energy was sapped, like the heat of the summer.
诗人说到，罪对他来说如此的痛苦，让他的骨头都枯干。
Now we know right now it's cool.
我们知道现在天气还不错，很凉爽。
But I'm telling you, in a couple of days, it's going to be hot, right? This is Sacramento.
但是我们了解这边的天气马上就要炎热起来了。
And when it gets hot, what happens?
热的时候会发生什么呢？
Sure, we get thirsty.
我们会感到干渴。
But we don't feel like doing a whole lot of things, right?
我们也不想要做很多的事情。
It's a lazy summer, right?
夏天让人感到慵懒。
We tend to move slowly, right?
我们会行动变得缓慢。
Well, this is how the psalmist is describing how sin has sapped his strength.
诗人也在这个诗篇当中说到，罪呢，让我们的身体感到软弱。
Staying out in the sun too long sapped his strength. Staying in sin too long will sap our spiritual strength and energy.
整日在日头的照耀下，骨头就会枯干；整日在罪的影响下呢，我们的灵命也会枯萎。
We are weakened by sin. We become lifeless and deadened towards the things of God.
罪使我们软弱，让我们的灵命变得枯干，就像死了一样。
But in God's mercy, it says that He heals our disease, the sickness in our souls.
但因着神的恩典，神医治我们心里的疾病。
God provides the remedy, the Lord Jesus Christ.
神通过赐下他的独生爱子耶稣来拯救我们。
The greatest healing is the forgiveness of sin.
最大的医治就是罪得到赦免。
And a true sign of experiencing forgiveness is trust in the Lord.
能够信靠神才是真正的经历神的拯救、神的赦免的这个一个表现。
And should I say trust in the Lord even when physically we don't feel right or healing doesn't come?
真正经历赦免的表现，尤其是在身体还没有得到医治的时候，就已经信靠神，愿意信靠神。
And yes, there are times that God does heal our diseases.
是的，也很多时候神真的会医治我们身体上的软弱。
But the promise that He forgives all of our iniquity is the promise of the redemption of our bodies.
但是神给我们这个赦罪的赦免，是神将会救赎我们的身体。
He indeed will heal all of our diseases, but for most people, this fulfillment is to come later.
神真的会医治我们，对于所有大部分的人来说，这个应许将会要到来。
So what am I saying?
所以我想说的到底是什么呢？
God heals the effects of sin in our lives.
神医治我们生命当中的罪。
And we all know that our body is going to break down once, sometime sooner or later.
我们知道早晚有一天我们的身体会消耗殆尽。
And we all know by God's grace, He will eventually redeem us, both our souls and our bodies in the future.
我们也知道有一天神会因着他的恩典来拯救我们的，来医治我们的生命，拯救我们的罪。
So I said two things, God forgives and God heals.
所以神不光赦免，神也医治。
Our third point is God redeems.
第三点，神救赎我们。
He redeems our life from the pit.
神救赎我们的生命，脱离死亡。
Now, sometimes we have heard the expression, life is the pits.
或许你有听人这样说过，说我的生活糟透了，像在地狱里一般。
Sometimes we feel that way, right? Life is the pits.
有时候我们感觉到生命非常的糟糕，生活已经到了谷底。
But this is not the meaning of it.
但这不光光是它唯一的意思。
If you think life is the pits, it's a worse with a lost soul's destiny, void or without God forever.
如果你觉得你的生命已经糟透了，然而没有神的同在的生活会变得更加的可怕。
Now that's the pits.
这才是真正的地狱。
To be lost forever without God.
在生活在永永远远没有神的生活才是真正的地狱。
To be in spiritual darkness without seeing the light.
在属灵的黑暗当中完全见不到光明。
That's the pits.
这才是真正地狱的生活。
But it says here that God has redeemed us. He has redeemed us from the pits.
但是今天的经文说到神已经救赎我们的命脱离死亡。
Let me give you a passage from Psalm 16 verses 9 through 11.
想分享诗篇第16篇9到11节。
It says, Therefore, my heart is glad and my whole being rejoices.My flesh also dwells secure, for you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, or let the Holy One see corruption. You will make known to me the path of life, And in your presence there is the fullness of joy, and at your right hand are pleasures forever.
诗篇十六篇九到十一节说道，因此我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐，我的肉身也要安然居住，因为他必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。你必将生命的道路指示我，在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你的右手有永远的福乐。
So what awaits those who have been redeemed by the Lord is the fullness of joy.
所以对于那些已经被神拯救救赎的人来说，在等待他们的是喜乐福乐。
The fullness of joy in God's presence.
以神的同在而能够享受到的完全的喜乐。
Some of us has already experienced joy.
我们当中很多人经常能够感受到喜乐。
And we know that sometimes joy is kind of fleeting.
我们知道我们的喜乐有时候也是非常短暂的。
But here in this passage it says that we will experience the fullness of joy.
但是刚才分享的经文说到，我们会在神的同在当中享受永远的福乐。
Those who pass in faith, from death to heaven, those are the ones that experience the fullness of joy.
这些人会能够享受到神所带来的永远的福乐。
What I'm saying is what awaits us in heaven is the fullness of joy.
在天国等我们的是真正的福乐，是完完全全的喜乐。
And the passage also says, at his right hand there are pleasures forever.
经文也说到，在你的右手有永远的福乐。
So what we see here is God forgives, God heals,And God has redeemed our life from the pits.
所以神不光赦免我们的罪，医治我们的身体，也拯救我们。
The fourth thing that is a blessing to count is that He crowns us with love and mercy.
第四点我们要分享的，数算神的给我们的恩典，就是神以仁爱和慈悲给我们冠冕。
Remember, it is God who is the mighty one, who is the Lord of lords and kings of kings, and it says here that.He crowns us with love and mercy.
神是万王之王，万主之主，他以仁爱和慈悲给我们冠冕。
God just simply didn't save us, but He saved us for purpose and for glory. He crowns us.
神不仅仅拯救我们，他更是给了我们荣耀和使命，给我们的冠冕。
The psalmist is not saying because you moved yourself to the other side, you get a crown.
世人并不是说你因为从这边移到了那边你就得到了冠冕。
But he is saying by God's grace through faith that you get a crown or receive a crown of love and mercy.
世人的意思是因着神的恩典，也因着你的信心，神赐给你仁爱和慈悲的冠冕。
Notice who's doing the action here. God is doing the action here. God is crowning us.
是神赐给我们冠冕。
A lot of times we may say, "Oh, I don't deserve to be crowned."
很多时候我们会觉得，哦，我并没有资格得到神所赐的冠冕。
You're right. We are unworthy to be crowned.
这么说是没有错的，我们是不配的。
But because of God's mercy, He is crowning you.
但是因着神的怜悯，神赐给我们这个冠冕。
And He is crowning you with love.And mercy.
神以仁爱和慈悲来给你冠冕。
It's like a king passing down power and privileges of his kingdom to a beloved son in a form of a crown.
就像是一位年迈的国王将他的王冠赐给他的后代。
The people of God are crowned with blessing of the Lord's great kingdom.
神的子民通过神来得到这个仁爱和慈悲的冠冕。
So we are told in terms of his love, it's a steadfast love.We are told of His mercies, it is a tender mercies.
所以诗人告诉我们，神的爱是仁爱，是永恒的，神的慈悲是非常温柔的。
This type of love is correspond to the New Testament, what they call grace, and tender mercies is carries the idea of compassion.
仁爱就是神的恩典，然后神的慈悲也就是神的怜悯。
So think about this.
所以让我们一起来思考。
God doesn't just give us the very least. He gives us the very best.
神给我们的是最好的。
God is extravagant.
神给我们的爱是非常超乎我们所求所想的。
When he gives us his grace, he didn't say, "I'll just give a little bit here."
神没有说在给我们恩典的时候只给我们一点点。
Or he didn't say, "I'll just give some grace here and some grace here."
他也没有说我给这边一点恩典，给那边一点恩典。
No, to all who believe and all who trust, he gives grace upon grace.
神对于所有信靠他的人都恩上加恩。
That's how extravagant God is.
这是神的所作所为有多么的超乎所求所想。
So when we think of this thought that God crowns us, it is a blessing that it is extravagant.
所以当我们想到神赐给我们冠冕的时候，这样的恩典是超乎我们的所求所想的。
We can give thanks to God because and count our blessings because God, what God does, he satisfies us with good.
我们应当向神感恩，属主恩典，因为神的好处让我们的心灵得到满足。
So in verse 5 it says, he satisfies us with good.
所以第五节我们看到神让我们的心灵而得到满足。
So we are forgiven, we are healed, we are redeemed, we are crowned, and we are satisfied.
所以我们的罪被赦免，我们的罪被医治，被救赎，也得到了神的冠冕，让我们的心得到满足。
The other day, I was playing some sports, and I was very thirsty after the competition.
有一天，我在运动的时候呢，突然觉得有一点口渴。
I drank this cold drink, and it was satisfying.
我喝了一杯很冰凉的饮料，觉得非常的爽。
Some of you cook very, very well.
啊，我们当中有一些人是一个很棒的厨子。
And I've tasted some of your cooking, which is good.
我也尝过你们的佳肴，非常的美味。
And it's satisfying.
让我的心灵得到满足。
We know what it means to be satisfied. It means to be content.
我们知道心灵得到满足就是感到很心里很满足。
Means that we don't need anything more.
就是我们不需要任何其他的东西了。
And so when we look at this passage, it says that God satisfies us.
所以当我们看到经文，经文告诉我们说神让我们的心灵而满足。
And it says with good.
并且是以神的好处 来满足心灵。
So it's everything's the best is for you that you would be content in him.
所以神所赐给你的是他所有的好处，让你能够因着神而得到满足。
But notice something different about verse 5.
但是第五节有一个很特别的地方。
It says so that your youth,will be renewed.
第五节说以致你能够返老还童。
Now most of us, we're growing older, we seem older, right?
我们当中大部分人都在一天一天的变老。
I see some young people here.
我看到有一些年轻人在我们当中。
So maybe for us that are growing older, we're looking at this and says, does this mean we're growing younger?
所以当我们意识到自己是一天一天在变老的时候，读到第五节这个经文，说到返老还童，难道神的意思是我们在真的是返老还童了吗？
And those of us who are young, we're going, well, do we get younger?
那我们当中的年轻人是不是会想，难道我们会变得更年轻吗？
What does this mean?
这节经文是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to say your youth is being renewed like the eagle?
为什么第五节经文说以至于你会如鹰返老还童呢？
You know, in 2 Samuel chapter 1, when Saul and Jonathan, they were described as swifter than the eagles and fiercer than lions.
撒母耳记下第一章有这样的描述，扫罗和约拿丹说他们比这个鹰隼更加的强健，比狮子更加有力。
This is an imagery of a strong and powerful life.
当我们看到这样的图画的时候，就看到了一个刚强有力的生命。
So what this passage is telling us is that as we trust in the Lord, as we are satisfied in the Lord, we are much stronger, we are much swifter.
所以经文告诉我们，当我们信靠神，当我们因着神而感到满足的时候，我们就变得更加刚强，更加敏捷。
Now I'm not saying you're going to run faster.
我不是说我们会跑得更加快。
I'm not saying you're going to get stronger.
我也不是说我们的会更加有力量。
But what I am saying is that when God has forgiven us, We don't have the weight of sin.
我想说的是，当神赦免我们的罪的时候，我们就不再受到罪的捆绑，没有这个重担了。
The weight of sin is off us.
罪的重担就已经被神挪去了。
When God heals our spiritual maladies, we have a lot more joy and a lot more peace.
当神医治我们的罪的时候，我们有更多的喜乐，更多的平安。
When God has redeemed us, we have a bright future.
当神救赎我们的时候，我们的未来变得更加的光明。
When God crowns us with love and mercy, we feel privileged, we feel honored, we feel encouraged because God satisfies us with every good thing.
当神以仁爱和慈悲赐给我们冠冕的时候，我们感受到这是一种特权，让我们感受到很多的喜乐。
When we realize this, we experience His power.
当我们意识到这一点的时候，我们就感受到从神而来的力量。
If this passage looks familiar, all you have to do is look at Isaiah chapter 40.
如果你觉得这个节经文很熟悉的话，也可以看到以赛亚书第40章。
Towards the end of chapter 40, Isaiah says, "We will mount up like wings, like eagles. We will run and not be weary. We will walk and not be faint."
以赛亚书40章是弟兄姐妹们很熟悉的一节经文，说到但那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们如鹰展翅上腾，奔跑却不困倦，行走却不困乏。
That's what it means to be blessed by God.
这就是受到神的祝福真正的体现。
That no matter what situations we face,
无论你处在什么样的处境，
No matter if we're moving or we are standing still,
无论我们是在行走或者是静止，
No matter we're in full health or that we are sick,
无论我们的身体是好还是不好，
we can experience the power of God.
我们都可以经历神的大能。
We could count the blessings in turn being content in our faith in God.
我们可以数主的恩典，能够真正活在神所给我们带来的满足当中。
We could count it an honor that we know a God who is great and who has done great things for us.
我们可以向神献上感恩，因为我们所信靠的神是伟大的神，是为我们成就大事的神。
You know, when the psalmist wrote Psalm 103, there was no big event that took place.
当诗人大卫写这首诗的时候，他并没有受一个重大事件的影响。
So in other words, there wasn't an event, and he says, "Praise God."
换句话说，不是因为一件特别的事情，他说感谢神、赞美神。
No, this was just David, just thinking and reflecting and counting his blessings.
大卫只是在他的内心当中单单的思想神的伟大。
This was a deep reflection of who and how great God is and the great things that he has done.
大卫在他的内心当中深深的思考神的伟大，并且神在他的生命当中所成就的。
It's thinking about the love and the grace that was extended to us for salvation.
是大卫在思考神在他的生命当中所给他成就的恩典和带来的救恩。
At this moment, I exhort you, not just for today, but continually to think deeply about God, how great He is, and the great things that He has done for you.
弟兄姐妹们，今天我鼓励大家不光是今天，并且每一天都能够思想神的伟大，以及他为你我所成就的大事。
And don't just take it upon my challenge. Challenge yourself to bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me.
挑战弟兄姐妹们，能够每一天都称颂神。
This is how we should live. This is how we should worship to count our blessings.
我们应当每一天都称颂神，每一天都生活在神的恩典当中。
Let me close with this.
最后我想要分享这个。
Like most of you, we all take walks, right?
我们很多人喜欢散步。
And there's a little park not too far away from my house that I take a walk in.
在我家附近有一个公园，我很喜欢在那里散步。
And as I get out there, I remind myself to give thanks to the Lord.
我每次出去散步的时候都记得能够数主恩典。
I say something that's a chorus that used to be sung way back when.
我通常会用一首歌来向神感恩。
So I thank the Lord that He is. I say thank you, Lord, for saving my soul.
我会说主啊，感谢你拯救我的灵魂。
I also say, thank you, Lord, for making me whole.
感谢你让我的心得到饱足，得到完全。
And I say, thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation so great and free.
我会说，主啊，感谢你给我这样伟大的救恩，这么的能够让我感到释放。
I remind myself because I need to be reminded.
我提醒自己，因为我每天都需要这样的提醒。
I challenge you to remind yourself because you need to be reminded of the great salvation that God has given us.
弟兄姐妹们，我也挑战你每一天都提醒自己，神的救恩是多么的伟大。
As you take your walk in life, think of the great salvation that God has given you.
在你走你的人生路的时候，也记得神所赐给你的伟大的救恩。
Forget none of His benefits.
不要忘记神任何的恩惠。
You're able to experience peace and joy and love because of God.
你之所以能够经历爱、平安和喜乐，是因着神的恩典。
And because of what Christ has done for you on the cross, that He took the penalty of our sins.
是因着神在十架上所为你舍的命。
If that's you today, we should count our blessings.
如果刚才我所说的是你的话，那我们就应当数主恩典。
If that's not you, you should trust the Lord for your salvation for Christ.
如果你还没有的话，我鼓励你挑战你能够信靠主恩。
I encourage for us to all count our blessings that come in Christ.
鼓励我们每一个人都能够数主恩典。
And count it every day.
每天都数算主恩。
Let us pray.
我们一起低头祷告。
Father, we want to just acknowledge you. Indeed, you are so great and so awesome.
主啊，你是如此的伟大，不可测透。
And so it blows our mind away because even though you are great, you have bestowed upon us your grace and your love and your forgiveness through Christ.
主啊，我们难以理解，难以想象你的伟大，并且你会愿意赐你的独生爱子来为我们而死。
Father, we do not want to take for granted the forgiveness that you give us.
主啊，你所赐给我们的救恩，我们不想把它当作理所应得的。
We don't want to take for granted in terms of your healing and how you redeemed us.
主啊，你给我们带来的拯救和医治，我们不想要当作理所应得的。
We don't want to take for granted that you have given us the very best and crowning us with love and grace.
主啊，你所给我们赐的仁爱和慈悲的冠冕，我们也不想要当作应得的。
And we don't want to take for granted the contentment that only you bring through Christ.
主啊，我们也不想把只有你能够给我们带来的内心的满足当作应得的。
Father, let us challenge ourselves to bless you and all that is within us, to bless you from our souls.
主啊，帮助我们能够挑战我们自己，每一天都对你来称颂，称颂你的美好。
And as we sing this song in response, help it not to simply be from our lips, from deep down in our soul.
主啊，当我们赞美你，当我们回应你的信息的时候，让我们的赞美和回应不光从我们的嘴唇发出，而从我们的内心发出。
We pray all these things in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵名求祷告。
Amen.
好，我们一起来唱这首《宝贵十架》，当我们的回应诗歌。
主耶稣，我感谢你。你的身体为我而舍，带我出黑暗，进入光明国度，使我再次能看见主耶稣。我感谢你，你的宝血为我而流，宝贵十架上医治恩典永留，使我完全的自由。宝贵十架的大能赐我生命，主耶稣，我俯伏敬拜你。 十架的皱纹是你所立的约，你的爱永远不会改变。主耶稣，我感谢你，你的身体为我而生，带我出黑暗，进入光明国度，使我再次能看见。主耶稣，我感谢你，你的宝血为我而流，宝贵是加上一次恩典永留，使我完全的自由。宝贵是加的大能赐我生命，不敬拜你，宝贵十架的救恩是你所立的约，你的爱永远不会改变。宝贵十架的大能赐我生命，主耶稣，我夫妇敬拜你，是你所立的约，你的爱永远不会改变。宝贵十架的大能赐我生命，主耶稣，我夫妇敬拜你。宝贵十架的救恩是你所立的约，
时间交给叶牧师。